another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude our practice of the book of chapter 47 in Sirach with verse 25. Their sinfulness grew more and more, and they gave themselves to every evil. This verse describes the narrative of King Solomon's sinfulness as its growth over time is a story that originates in the books of 1 Kings and 2 Chronicles. According to the biblical account, Solomon, the son of David and third king of Israel, initially started his reign with wisdom and prosperity, which was granted by God. However, as his reign progressed, Solomon began to turn away from God. Several factors contributed to this. First and foremost, idolatry. Solomon married many foreign women who worshipped different gods, and he started to build high places and altars for these deities, which led him to engage in idolatry. 1 Kings 11, verses 1 through 8. Secondly, wealth and materialism. Solomon's great wealth and his pursuit of material possessions may have contributed to his spiritual downfall, as he focused on earthly treasures rather than his relationship with God. Thirdly, drifting from God's commandments. The biblical narrative suggests that Solomon failed to adhere strictly to God's commandments, and this disobedience resulted in his heart turning away from God. You know, the story of Solomon serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of succumbing to sin and the consequences of turning away from God. It can be interpreted symbolically to reflect on the secular world today. Many people see a parallel between Solomon's temptations and the enticements of contemporary society, which often include pursuit of personal desires, a focus on individualism and the pursuit of personal desires, sometimes at the expense of moral and spiritual values, materialism and consumerism, an emphasis on wealth, material possessions, and consumerism as measures of success and happiness, moral relativism, a growing acceptance of moral relativism, where the distinction between right and wrong becomes blurred, and traditional moral standards are questioned and abandoned. Idolatry of modern life. People may not worship idols in the traditional sense, but they can be metaphorical idolatry of money, power, fame, or pleasure. Despite these parallels, the biblical story of Solomon also contains a message of hope, which resonates with many Christians today. The idea is that no matter how pervasive sin and evil may seem, there is a path to redemption and salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Many Christians believe that confessing Jesus as Lord and Savior, individuals can be forgiven for their sins and granted eternal life. This belief in the ultimate triumph of good over evil is central to our confession and the promise of the condemned, of the redeemed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, we pray. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 47. We conclude chapter 47 today with verse 25. We put together a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 stanzas this morning. It really reflects the comparison of the sinfulness of Solomon's age to today's flash and flare. Its title, More and More Grew Their Sinfulness. Once wise and just, a king of lore, Solomon stood, his wisdom famed. But as the sands through our glasses poured, his virtue waned, his vices flamed. A heart that once for truth did yearn, grew tangled in desire's snare. For every turn a lust would burn, and lead him from the path so fair. His temple, once to God so true, became a den for idols' eyes. And as his sinfulness, sinful courtiers grew, the sin king's own soul was the prize. In golden halls where once was prayer, now echoed with a different tune, of flesh and flesh, a gaudy lair beneath a cold and watchful moon. The wisdom of the man was lost in the pursuit of fleeting joy. For every line he dared to cross, more of his soul he would destroy. And so the sin of Solomon spread, a mirror to our times. For today it truly seems, where virtue's cloth is thinly thread, and vice is sold in gilded dreams. The world today, in neon glow, parades its openness to sin, forgetting seeds that we now sow may grow to shadows deep within. We chase the flash, the flare, the fame, and drown in pleasure's sweet excess, forgetting wisdom's sacred flame is dimmed by every wanton caress. But still, there lies a path of light for those who from the dark would turn to find the way, the truth, the right, and let the fires of virtue burn. So let us not, like Solomon, fall, but hold to what is good and true, and rise above with forgiveness our call to live a life as Christ to pursue. Amen. I'm Tom Shukruz. This is May 21st, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We close today in Jesus' sweet name at 8:44. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name.